Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor, Tenkar's Tavern Blog. And lest we forget, like named communities of the on Discord, Facebook, and MeWe. So, apparently I've lost my touch, I guess. If you're coming in expecting an interview today, again, we were not able to match our times up. And that's my fault. You know, there was when we had Pex. Now, when Pex was doing this, and I love the man, doing 3 to 4 to 5 interviews in a week was fucking insane. But I really haven't done one since July, so. Got a few others I am working on in the mix. Like I said, I like to get one a week or one every 2 weeks. Get them back into the mix. So I have somebody who happens to be named Casey Christofferson, who has agreed to be interviewed. And that's going to be Casey's a nut in a good way. Very creative. So it's going to be fun getting him on. I don't have a date for it yet, but I will track the man down when time frees up for him. So today, I was thinking, I see a lot of love these days, a lot of people talking about, oh, well, you know, you need level titles for your character classes for every level. Level titles are, you know, great. And I'm looking at this shit, and I'm looking at my AD&D Player's Handbook, and you know, when I did play D&D, truth in advertising, I played a lot. But when I played a PC, I was almost always the DM in my AD&D first edition days. When I played AD&D, a lot of times I like to take a fighter class. Well, fighter, ranger, paladin. But I remember hitting fourth level, looking at the book and going, oh, wow, I'm a hero now. Okay. But at first level, you were a fucking veteran. Now, a veteran is somebody who has done something already, right? You know, they have participated in campaigns, wars, whatever, if you're assuming a soldier. So a first level fighter is a veteran. I guess you're saying they came up from the men in arms, right? But we never actually had that spelled out. There was no progression to go from like a zero level men in arms until we had the cavalier class. Just throwing it out there. But I'm looking at the level titles for fighter. Veteran, warrior, swordsman, hero, like I said, at fourth level. Swashbuckler, there's not a common theme, or whatever it is, they were losing a common theme. How you go from being a fucking hero to a swashbuckler? Now, a hero is like a hero, right? And a swashbuckler is like a knave. You know, he's not necessarily the hero. He might be a hero, but yeah. Myrmidon. I'm still not quite fucking sure what a myrmidon is, but I should probably look it up later on the interwebs. Champion. Okay. Superhero. That was level 8. You always wanted to be a superhero, right? Lord. Now, Lord is where you got your castle, your keep. You got your troops, you know, and you protected this area from monsters. That was the whole point to becoming name level, right? So what about clerics? Clerics have some wacky names too, right? Sure they do. Acolyte, adept, priest. Now, once you hit priest, right, you think that you've hit it, like, my cleric is a priest. Well, you're third level. You don't actually become a high priest until 9th level. So, druids are easier because after you're an aspirant, I aspire to be a druid, and then you're an ovate. You're an initiate of different circles for the next like 10 levels before you become a druid at 12th. Why are people attached to these? I can understand, you know what, when you reach name level. That's how we used to call it. You know, once you reach that final name level, your character, now I'm powerful. I'm of name level. I'm a fighter lord. I'm a ranger knight or a ranger lord. My paladin's level title is paladin when he hits ninth level. My magic user doesn't become a wizard until 11th level. He's a prestigiator to start out. An evoker, a conjurer. Now, those kind of broke down, right, when you moved on to 2E, because then you had specializations and you couldn't, like, what if you couldn't use evoking spells because you're specialized as, I don't know, a conjurer, whatever it was. So I don't see this love of level titles. I understand the idea of reaching name level. But before that, you're just a fighter. You're just a magic user. I don't think we ever went around, I'm a fifth level magic user. We didn't go around saying, I'm going to fucking pronounce this wrong. Thaumaturist. I'm a New Yorker. Thaumaturist. I guess that's the gist. I don't see that. We never did that. So the level titles are interesting. But I really do think that they are archaic. And I see people going, well, I want an OSR game that brings back level titles. Well, guess what? Level titles are not OGL. And they are not part of the game that is rules. And it's not part of the game that is the math behind it. You know, this is like, dare I call it, fluff to the game. And I don't think you could take those level titles in order and put them into your OGL game, your OSR game, and be within the legal rules. Now, you might not get in trouble for it. I don't think Wizards of the Coast is not the TSR of the early days of the internet, where, God forbid, you put something up on the net as a fan book, free to download, And just so you all remember, this was back when it was, the internet wasn't like, AOL was the closest thing to an easy-to-use internet. And you could find this stuff. And then Wizards started, takedown notices and shit. I'm not saying it was good shit either that the people were putting out. Some of it was just hacked. I do think that they're, to go off tangent, I do think that most, much of the work that is done by third-party publishers and independent publishers and self-publishers is better thought out than the stuff that was coming out in the early days of the internet where people just wanted to get their house rules out there, right? You still need some kind of balance or consistency or continuity between what you're offering and what the source material is. As I put down my worn player's handbook. Well, there's my ramblings for the night. As a side note, it was a day today where you were almost guaranteed that a New York team would win a game. Although actually there's a chance it was going to be tied. But at least one New York team would not lose. Because the Jets were playing the Giants, and the Jets won. And I follow both teams, but I'm mostly a Jets fan, so I was happy with the outcome. They both suck this year. There's my football update for today. All right, folks. On that note, as always, be safe, be well, God bless. Roll those dice. And I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.